This is the Sakar Merli of the 17th of July 2025. Essence, sweet children, if you want to become elevated, examine your chart every day to see that none of your physical organs are deceiving you. The eyes are very deceitful, therefore remain very cautious with them. Question: what is the worst habit of all, and what is the way to remain safe from it? Answer: the worst habit is to please your taste buds. When some of you see something nice, you eat it secretly. To hide something means to steal. Maya, in the form of stealing, catches hold of many by their nose and ears. The way to remain safe from this habit is to punish yourself when your intellect is being pulled by something. In order to remove your bad habits, you have to punish yourself a great deal. Om Shanti. Are you sitting here in soul consciousness? You have to ask yourselves about everything. Am I sitting here in soul consciousness and remembering the Father? The Shiv Shakti Pandav army has been remembered. You are Shiv Baba's army sitting here. In that physical army there are just young men. There aren't any old people or children, etc. In this army there are young, old and children, etc. All are sitting here. This is the army for conquering Maya. Each one of you has to conquer Maya and claim your unlimited inheritance from the Father. You children know that Maya is very powerful. Your physical organs deceive you the most. Write in your chart which physical organ deceived you today. Today I saw so-and-so and I felt like touching her. The eyes cause a lot of damage. Examine each of the physical organs. Which physical organ causes the most damage? There is the example of Surdas based on this. He blinded himself. You have to check yourself. Your eyes can deceive you a lot. Maya deceives even good children. Even though they do very good service, their eyes deceive them a great deal. You have to pay great attention because they are your enemy. They make you destroy your status. Sensible children should note this down very well. Keep a diary in your pocket. On the path of devotion, when their intellects go in the wrong direction, they pinch themselves. You too should punish yourselves. You have to remain very cautious. Check that your physical organs are not deceiving you. If they do, then step away. Do not remain standing there looking at that person. There is a great deal of upheaval of bad vision between men and women. As soon as they see one another, there is the vision of vice. This is why sannyasis sit with their eyes closed. Some sannyasis sit with their backs to women. What do those sannyasis receive? They would collect 1 or 2 million or even a billion. When they die, everything is finished. Then they would accumulate money again in their next birth. Whatever you children receive now, that becomes your imperishable inheritance. There is no greed for wealth there. You lack nothing there for which you would have to beat your head. There is the difference of day and night between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. There is limitless happiness there. There is nothing here. Baba constantly says, definitely write the words, most elevated, with the word confluence. You have to speak the words clearly so it becomes easy to explain. It is said that human beings were transformed into deities. Therefore, he would surely have to come at the confluence age to make them into deities, to change the residence of hell into the residence of heaven. Human beings are in extreme darkness. They don't know what heaven is. Those of other religions are even unable to see heaven. This is why Baba says, your religion is one that gives a great deal of happiness. That place is called heaven. However, they don't understand that they too can go to heaven. No one knows this. The people of Barat have forgotten this. They say that heaven existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. Christians themselves say that heaven existed 3,000 years before Christ. Lakshmi and Narayan are called a goddess and a god. It would surely be God who creates gods and goddesses. So you have to make effort. Check your chart every day. Which physical organ deceived you? The tongue is no less. Whenever some of you see something good, you eat it secretly. You don't understand that that is a sin, that is stealing, and that to steal from Shiv Baba's yagya is very bad. Anyone who even steals a straw could have the habit of stealing 1,000. Maya catches hold of many by their nose. All of those bad habits have to be removed. You should continue to punish yourselves. For as long as you still have bad habits, you will not be able to claim a high status. It is not a big thing to go to heaven. However, there is such a great difference between being a king or queen and a subject. So the father says, keep an eye on your physical organs. Which physical organs deceive you? Keep a chart, because this too is a business. The father explains, if you want to do business with me, if you want to claim a high status, follow Srimat. The father gives you directions. But Maya puts obstacles in your way. She doesn't allow you to follow them. The father says, don't forget that when you make mistakes, you will have to repent a great deal and never be able to claim a high status. At the moment, you happily say that you will become Narayan from an ordinary human. However, you must continue to ask yourselves, are my physical organs deceiving me? In order to make progress, continue to put into practice the directions that the Father gives you. Look at your chart for the whole day. Many mistakes continue to be made. The eyes deceive you a great deal. Sometimes you feel pity for someone and you want to give that one some food or a gift. A great deal of time is wasted in that. It takes great effort to become a bead of the rosary. The 8 jewels are the main ones. 9 jewels are spoken of. 1 is Baba, and then there are the other 8 beads. The one in the middle symbolizes Baba. When people experience bad omens, they are given a ring of 9 jewels to wear. Out of so many effort makers, 8 emerge who will pass with honours. There is a great deal of praise of the 8 jewels. When you become body conscious, your physical organs deceive you. They also have this concern on the path of devotion, that there is a burden of many sins on their heads. They feel that if they give a donation or perform charity, their sins can be erased. There is nothing to worry about in the Golden Age, because there is no kingdom of Ravan there. If the same thing were to happen there that happens here, there wouldn't be any difference between heaven and hell. God sits here and teaches you how to claim such a high status. If you can't remember Baba, then remember the teacher who teaches you. Then you can also remember that only our one Baba is the Satguru. By following devilish dictates, human beings have dishonoured the Father so much. The Father now uplifts everyone. You children also have to uplift everyone. Neither should there be any defamation of anyone, nor should there be impure vision towards anyone. Otherwise, you will cause yourself a loss. Those vibrations will then also affect others. The Father says the destination is very high. Look at your chart every day. Did I perform any sinful acts? This is the world of sinful acts, the era of performing sinful acts. No one knows about the era of the deities who conquered sinful acts. The Father explains that it is 5,000 years since the era of conquering sin began. Later, the era of vices began. Even the kings here continue to perform sinful acts, and this is why the Father says, I explain to you the philosophy of karma, neutral karma and sinful karma. In the kingdom of Ravan, your acts are sinful. In the Golden Age, acts are neutral. There are no sins committed there. There is no mention of vice there. Each of you has now received a third eye of knowledge. You children have now been made Trinetri and Trikaldashi by the Father. No human being can make you this. It is the Father who makes you this. You first become theists, and you then become Trinetri and Trikaldashi. The secrets of the whole drama are in your intellects. The incorporeal world, the subtle region and the cycle of 84 births, everything is in your intellects. Later, all the other religions come, they continue to expand. Those founders of religion would not be called gurus. Only the one Satguru grants salvation to everyone. None of the others come to grant salvation. They are founders of religions. No one receives salvation by remembering Christ, nor would anyone's sins be absolved, Not at all. All of them are said to be in the line of devotion. Only you are in the line of this knowledge. You are guides. You show everyone the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. The Father is the liberator and the guide. It is only by remembering that Father that your sins can be absolved. You children are now making effort to have your sins absolved. Therefore, you have to pay attention so that on the one hand you make effort, on the other hand, you don't perform any sinful acts. If, while making effort, you perform any sinful acts, there will be 100-fold punishment. Try as much as possible not to perform any sinful acts. Otherwise, there will be an addition, and your name will also be defamed. When you know that it is God who is teaching you, you shouldn't perform any sinful actions. Whether a small thing is stolen or a big thing is stolen, it is still a sin that is committed. Your eyes deceive you a great deal. The Father understands this from the children's behaviour. There should never be the thought, "This one is my wife." We are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We are grandchildren of Shiv Baba. We have made a promise to Baba and have had a Rakhi tied. Therefore, why should our eyes deceive us? With the power of remembrance, you can be liberated from being deceived by any of your physical organs. A great deal of effort is required. Follow the Father's directions and write your chart. Husband and wife should also talk about these things between themselves. I will definitely claim the full inheritance from the Father and study fully with the teacher. You will never find such a teacher anywhere else who could give you this unlimited knowledge. Since Lakshmi and Narayan don't have this knowledge, how could those who come after them have it? The Father says, "Only you have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, and you only have it at the confluence age." Baba explains to you a great deal what to do and how to do it. But as soon as you get up from here, everything finishes. You don't understand that it is Shiv Baba who is telling you. Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is speaking to you. Don't even keep a photo of this one. This chariot has been taken on loan. This one is also an effort maker. He says, "I too receive my inheritance from Baba. This one is also leading a student life like you. As you make further progress, you will be praised. You are now studying to become worthy of worship deities. Then, in the golden age, you will become deities. No one except the Father can explain all of these aspects." When it is not in someone's fortune, he has doubts about how Shiv Baba comes and teaches. They say, "I don't believe this." If he doesn't believe this, how could he even remember Shiv Baba? In that case, his sins will not be absolved. A number-wise kingdom is being established. Maids and servants are also needed. Kings are given maids as part of the dowry. People have so many maids and servants here. So can you imagine how many there would be in the Golden Age? You should not make such slack effort that you become a maid or a servant. If you ask Baba what status you would claim if you were to die now, Baba would instantly tell you, look at your own chart yourself. At the end, you will all reach your Karmateet stage number-wise. This is a true income. People remain busy day and night earning other incomes. Stockbrokers eat meals with one hand and run their businesses over the phone with the other hand. Now tell me, how could such a person follow the path of this knowledge? He would say, I don't have the time. Ah, but you receive a true kingdom here. Simply remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. People remember the 8 special deities, etc. Nothing can be achieved by remembering them. Baba continually explains each and everything again and again, so that none of you can say that he didn't explain any one particular aspect. You children have to give everyone the message. You should also try to drop leaflets from an aeroplane. Write on those leaflets, this is what Shiv Baba says. Brahma too is Shiv Baba's child. Since he is Prajapita, he is the father, and that one is also the father. Many children have tears of love just by saying Shiv Baba. They haven't even seen him, and so they write, Baba, when can I come and meet you? Baba, liberate me from this bondage. Many have visions of Baba and then of a prince. As you progress further, many will have visions, but you also have to make effort. When someone is dying, he is told to remember God. You will see how everyone makes a great deal of effort at the end. They will all begin to remember him. The father advises you, children, try and make up whatever time you can. Stay in remembrance of the father and have yourselves absolved of your sins. Then even if you have come late, you will be able to go ahead. Just as when a train is late, it is able to make up that lost time. So here too, you have time to be able to make up lost time. Come here and engage yourselves in earning your income. The Father advises you what to do to benefit yourselves. Follow the Father's Srimat. Drop leaflets from an aeroplane so that people can understand that you are giving the right message. Bharat is huge. Everyone must come to know so that no one can then say, Baba, I didn't even know anything about this. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become sensible and check that your eyes are not deceiving you. Don't perform any wrong acts under the influence of your physical organs. With the power of remembrance, liberate yourself from any deceit of your physical organs. 2. Make time to earn this true income. Even though you may have come late, you can still make up time by making effort. This is the time to have yourselves absolved of your sins. Therefore, do not perform any sinful acts. Blessing. May you become egoless and incorporeal by learning the lesson of being a child and a master. To become a child means to transform a limited life. No matter how big a country someone may be the master of, or how he may be the master of so much wealth and a big family, in front of the Father, all are children. You Brahmin children also now become children as carefree emperors. Then, in the future, you will become the masters of the world. The awareness of being a child and a master constantly enables you to experience the egoless and incorporeal stage. To be a child, Bacha Bana, means to be saved, Bacha Jana, from Maya. Slogan: happiness is the personality of Brahmin life, therefore remain constantly happy. Aviat signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The task that all the millionaires of today have not been able to accomplish, one thought of yours can do, and make you souls into multi-millionaires. Therefore, accumulate the power of elevated thoughts and inspire others to do the same. Make the power of your elevated thoughts so clean that there isn't the slightest uncleanliness of waste. Only then will this power carry out a task of wonder. Om Shanti.